Hey, you can join in this conversation that we're having at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. We'll kick it off with producer Porkchop. Is this something that you said you saw online or somebody texted you? You're kind of like, wow, that's kind of weird.
It was Instagram stories.
Okay, now what did you see?
Well, I was just looking through and then something caught my attention. My friend, not really a friend, just an acquaintance.
Okay.
Posted a screenshot and it said, officially back in the dating market. Well, actually, he typed on the screenshot. But as I look closer, it said, finding background for, and then the name was scratched out, and it said 64% completed. Locating information, preparing report. Verifying lawsuits, liens, and bankruptcies.
Wait, so they were doing a background check on somebody?
Yes.
Wait, yeah. Were they approving him for a loan or a job?
I have no idea. I can see at the top, it's from mylife.com. So I'm assuming they do like background checks. And this is crazy. I couldn't imagine doing this. And especially, I wonder if he had to pay for it.
I bet he had to pay for it. What do you mean it's normal to background check people?
I do the same thing. My friends do the same thing.
You're crazy.
No, Alex is crazy. No doubt about it.
No, I'm just one step ahead of the game.
Why would you have to do that?
Because, here's the story. I went to the club with my girlfriend. This is back when I was single. And I met this guy, started talking to him. We're making out. While we're making out, my friend reaches into his pocket, takes his ID out.
No.
Runs a background check on him while we're there. Then, as we're leaving, she pulls me aside. She's like, Alex, you have to know about this guy. Because he's all telling me, like, here's my number. I'm going to take you out this week. I'm like, yeah. You know, I'm like drunk. So then she's like, no, Alex, you can't. I just did a background check on him. And he has been arrested like 9 times. And so we started calling him Hot Felon.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, this doesn't seem like a bad idea because my cousin's best friend was dating a guy who was older than her when she was in high school. And they were dating for like probably 6 months and she was head over heels in love with him. Then all of a sudden, in class, her English teacher decides to show them how you use the website, like to see if there's predators around you your neighborhood, and you can search people's names using it. And so, like, as a joke, they were typing in like their guy friends and their boyfriend's names. Obviously, nothing was coming up. Then all of a sudden, they type in their best friend's boyfriend's name, who was like older. And stuff came up that he was like a sexual predator.
Hold on.
Let's try it real quick. Type in Porkchop's name.
I've never been arrested.
Never been arrested. Okay. 833-JOE-ALEX. I don't know. To me, it seems like, and I don't mean it in a bad way, but you two are kind of to the extreme with that. Alex and Liv is who I'm talking about. Do other people, guys or girls, actually, I guess, do research or detective work and you kind of find out this information before you go on a date with somebody or maybe after the first date?
There's no way.
And if you have, did you find out these crazy things? Like Alex found out the guy was like 7 or 8 times had felonies or arrests.
Yeah. See, and I almost went on a first date with him after that night at the club, but then I was saved by my friend.
So I only used to do this in college when the information was at my fingertips. I worked at our university's gym, so I had access to like every single student's like file pretty much. So I knew their parents' names, their emergency contact, their birthday.
Juicy.
I knew their parents' house, everything like that. So I used to take their family's address that was listed and look it up on Google Earth to kind of see like what their parents' house looked like.
Wait a minute. Am I the only one that realizes Liv still works at a gym?
I know, but trust me, I don't have access like that anymore. The only thing I have access to is tissues to blow little kids' noses into.
That seems highly illegal to me, but I don't know.
Why is that illegal? I have that information. I was a secretary. So.
I think Porkchop's right on that one. Elijah, thanks for hanging on. You're on the Joe and Alex show. You doing research or anything?
I want to say, like, what's the difference between, like, you know, like stalking their social media and, like, all of that before dating them and doing, like, a background check? I guess, like, a background check is, like, being extra safe, like, stalking their social media and all that. I feel like we all do that. Just getting a background check is being extra safe about it, I kind of think.
Yeah, I mean, if you're stalking somebody's social media, you can find out their friends, what they do for a living.
Yeah, you can find out
things
anything,
like that.
But then getting a background check.
But you're probably not going to find out. They're not going to put on there like Throwback Thursday, that time I got arrested molesting somebody. They're not going to do that. So that's why a background check is necessary to find out the deep stuff.
You don't know. Maybe they'll do like #FelonFriday because I got locked up. Hey, thank you, Elijah, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's say good morning to Sammy. Sammy, what did your mom do?
She ran a background check on my boyfriend.
What'd
after
she find
we had
out?
Been together for a month. She found out that he had had two divorces to the same woman. And she was able to tell me, like, how many cars he had, his house, how much it cost, before I even had a chance to find any of this information out from him.
You did not know that he had been married not once but twice previously to the same chick?
No, but we had only been together for a few weeks.
So were you mad at your mom, or were you happy that your mom did that?
Kind of mad, just because that's information that you should be able to find out in your own time with your significant other.
I mean, yeah, and there's no reason to be upset. Like, that's not a deal breaker if the guy has been married and divorced and remarried. It shows he's committed sometimes.
Right, extra committed, yeah.
He's right there. Hey, Sammy, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
My friend Corey texted me. He does hair. And he said, you're not crazy at all. People front for Instagram and social media, and you have to get the info where you can. He said, I found out a woman had three bankruptcies. Bye. Chick was trying to get free weave.
Let's talk to Anonymous on the Joe and Alex show. What did you do after three dates?
So after three dates, the girl I was dating had brought up that for us to flip pancakes, we would both have to go out and take tests for STDs.
Yes, I like this girl.
And it was amazing. I mean, we went out and we did it together, and she did it also, and we both passed with flying colors, dated for about 3 years, and flipped pancakes the whole time.
Woo! I have no problem with that. I think that's smart.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It was.
Yeah, that is smart. But going back to the other one about the background check, I feel like everyone is just going to be single then for the rest of their lives, and no one will ever be dating anyone.
I won't, because I have a sparkling background check. So I don't know about you, Porkchop, but I've
got
nothing.
Do you know how many things
about.
It's like suspended license, failure to register?
That would definitely come up.
Yeah, that comes up.
Yeah.
Expired registration.
No, you have to get a vehicle background check. That's like a specific.
No, it isn't. Because the reason that guy that I had made out with, hot felon, had been arrested all those times, almost all of them had to do with like not going to court for paying speeding tickets. It was like a whole bunch of stuff.
But that's another, I've paid every
you
speeding
didn't.
Ticket.
It said that you had a suspended license.
But he had a suspended license that was on there.
That was wiped from my record because I did have proof of insurance. That was their fault. So that was wiped from my record. You guys, okay. I messed up with my car once. No, I'm not a felon.
It's for sure on there. I'm telling you. He had a suspended license on there.
I've never stolen. I've never, whatever. I've never been in jail. Like, geez Louise.
When you try to get a job, I'm telling you, when you try to get a job after here one day.
Yeah, if you ever leave the Joe and Alex show, good
luck. They're going
to
see that when the company runs into the background check.
They won't see it because it was wiped from my record.
Liv, I am telling you, it's on there.
It was wiped from my record because it was not supposed to be suspended. So it was wiped from my record. I'm telling you.
Spoken like a true felon right there.
Oh my gosh.